Welcome to Surfcast. I'm glad you joined us. Today we're going to have a student spotlight with Mackenzie Abbott. Hello, Mackenzie. Welcome to Surfcast. How are you doing?
Good. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So you are a junior at Lee University.
Yeah.
What's your major?
I am a music major.
Really?
Yeah.
Vocal or instrumental?
Vocal.
So I could ask you to sing for us right now, right?
You could.
But I'll reserve that for another episode, perhaps. So, all right. The reason that I'm interviewing Mackenzie today is because recently I heard her do a talk in one of our alternative chapels at Lee University, and she talked about this idea of the Lord's Prayer. So, Mackenzie, what is the motivation behind that particular? By the way, you did really good. I thought it was great. So what's the motivation behind challenging us recently on this idea of the Lord's Prayer?
Yeah, thank you. So I have been able to work as both a chaplain and now an RA at Lee in one of our dorms, and that has really, really stretched my idea of community because I live and work in the same place, and I am doing life with the same people almost 24/7. And so this year, I think more so than before, I've started to recognize that not only do we as a community have a responsibility to love one another, which is sometimes easy to think about and focus on, we also then have a purpose in loving one another, and that is to then go out and love the world. And so as I observed what that could look like and dreamt about that for my hall and for our dorm, this idea of community was something that kept coming back. And the purpose of community, I should say, kept coming back. And so I felt like the Lord had really been teaching me and working in my life to show me things about that. And then in reading the Lord's Prayer and recognizing our Father and give us today our daily bread and just the communal language that's in that, I was like, wow, this actually really relates.
So in your talk, I appreciate you saying that, because in your talk, you kind of challenged us, you know, that we should never neglect the fact that we should pray this in you know, communal setting, right? Mm-hmm. But how does praying this in a, because you also said, you know, it's important to pray this in a personal setting. So how have you seen you praying this prayer in an individual setting strengthen or help this whole idea of community take root in people's lives? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that I will say is that I found that if we grow as individuals, we'll be able to grow together. And I think praying the Lord's Prayer in an individual sense, it helps you to establish this trust and relationship with the Lord. So give us today our daily bread. If you say that to the Lord from just yourself to Him, then that's a cry for help just to Him, and that helps to strengthen your individual relationship with Him. It helps you to trust Him. It helps you to believe in His provision for your life. And it helps you to actually understand that He has a purpose for your life and has a desire to nourish your needs. Mm-hmm. And so I think with that understanding and with that trust, that is when we start to grow together, because each one of us understands that the Lord is good to us as individuals. And so we come together and we can better understand that He is good to us as a community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you did that, and you also challenged us to actually pause and pray in community settings on that day, you know. Mm-hmm. So what are some challenges that you've been able to observe, or either that you have or that you are aware of as it relates to kind of praying together in a community? Because, you know, when you say, okay, let's all join hands, let's talk about Jesus, that's kind of an odd thing in a lot of ways to a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
To some people it's easy, but to others it's very weird, right? Mm-hmm. So what are some challenges, and what are some ways that we can maybe overcome this idea of, do I really want to have this conversation with other people, you know, to God? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a huge thing is the ability to be vulnerable, and that is not an easy thing. I'll never pretend that it is, because it's true that when you go before the Lord, that puts you in a really vulnerable state. And so then if you go before the Lord with someone else present, that's, it increases that vulnerability and that feeling. And so I have definitely watched the hesitation occur in myself and in others. I don't really want to pray out loud because what if I say the wrong thing? And when we pray alone, eventually I think we get to this point where we are able to kind of get past, okay, like, it's just me and God, and he's going to accept whatever mm-hmm. I say that, you know, that is wrong or whatever, and I can work through that with him. And so it is important, I think, to also establish relationships with one another and recognize ourselves as part of a family, because when we can do that, then we start to be able to trust each other more, and we start to be more willing to be vulnerable together before the Lord.
You make a lot of comments about this idea of trust. So what does that look like for you? How do you define trust? And what are some challenges for us in trusting one another? And maybe what are some ways in which you suggest that we can overcome those challenges?
I realized about halfway through high school, I was walking up the stairs one day. I remember it really vividly. And it occurred to me that I have large trust issues, which is funny because I have a really wonderful family. I can't tell you a lot of instances in which I've been just majorly let down, but I recognized in myself that I had this tendency to believe that people weren't going to meet my expectations. And so in that, and in talking with the Lord about that, he has kind of brought me to this place of understanding that he will provide, mm-hmm. In a sense that my expectations aren't always what's best. And so not only do I have to trust that the Lord will come through, but I have to trust that the way in which he comes through is actually the way that it needs to be done. Mm. And so if it doesn't look like my expectations are met, that doesn't necessarily mean he wasn't faithful. And so in the same way, I think we actually have to kind of had that attitude towards one another as well, because we all have different viewpoints and different ways that we see the world. And so if I ask someone to do something for me, or, you know, to pray for me or to encourage me in a certain way, and their response to that looks different than the way that I expected it to, that doesn't mean that they weren't loving me well or that they weren't being faithful to me in that. And so I think understanding that we have those different worldviews and taking that into account is really important. Bob Goff, in his book, Everybody Always, he says this thing, I'm going to paraphrase here, but he says that the Lord drew a circle around the world and called it grace and said, everybody's in. And I loved that because I thought, how beautiful would it be if we applied that to people as well? If we drew circles around people and decided whatever comes with you, you're in. Like, I love you, I get it. And that doesn't mean that we trust people blindly, but it does mean that we trust people because we understand that just that our differences don't make one mm-hmm. another untrustworthy, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes great sense, actually, and leads me into my next question, because you made a statement that I thought was just very impactful. And, you know, and you said the lack of forgiveness will be the cracks in our temple. Mm-hmm. Earlier, you talked about, you know, why you live your life the way you live your life is because you are a temple of the Holy Spirit, right? Yeah. And when we are unwilling to forgive, or when we have unforgiveness, you know, it's going to become the crack in our temple. So that's probably a challenge for a lot of people, you know, is to hold things in, right? So maybe in your own life, do you have a personal story? You talked about your trust, you know, and hopefully now from high school to college, you know, that trust is growing. But how do we approach this unforgiveness thing so that we don't have these cracks mm-hmm. in our temple?
Yeah. There was an instance in middle school where a friend of mine did something that wasn't in my expectations. And so it didn't meet my expectations. And I saw that as very... it was very hurtful to me. Mm-hmm. And so I was dealing with this concept of not forgiving them. And I think that does correlate so closely with trust. But someone said something to me. They said that the Lord has this mercy seat. And biblically, I don't know that I'm going to get all of this right. But the general concept or idea is that there's this mercy seat, and that when we ask for forgiveness from the Lord, we then sit on that seat of mercy. We are on the receiving end of that mercy. And the Lord's grace and mercy covers us. And so anything that comes against us while we're sitting in that seat, it can't touch us or hurt us because we have been covered by his mercy. So imagine in an instance where someone has hurt you and maybe you don't know about it, but they have asked the Lord for forgiveness and they're sitting in that mercy seat. So who's standing in front of them is Christ. Well, then if you are still over here in this place of judgment, then who you're judging is actually not the person anymore. It's actually Christ. Mm-hmm. And there's really no way to know the depth of a person's heart fully. And so if we choose forgiveness always, then we're never in danger of that position, because I don't really want to be in a position of judging Christ. That's mm-hmm. not somewhere that I want to find myself. Mm-hmm. And so that really challenged me, I think, just to, it doesn't always mean that I think that what the person did was okay. But it does mean that accepting that forgiveness allows me to become freer. And then if that person who has possibly asked for forgiveness, maybe they come back to me and say, hey, like, I was wrong in this, or can we work together? And I have the freedom to be able to say yes, because I'm not holding anything against them in mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a great example. Mackenzie, closing thoughts. You know, maybe there's a student out here that is having difficulty trusting. Maybe there's a student out here who is still holding on to some hurt. Maybe there's a student out here that's listening, or a parent or someone that's listening to this, and you know, your challenge has been pray the Lord's Prayer individually, pray the Lord's Prayer in a communal setting. You know, mm-hmm. what's next after praying the prayer? Is there a pause? Is there something we need to do when that prayer is finished to kind of let God do what only God's capable of doing?
Absolutely. I think there's always room to be able to pause. I think the Lord values stillness so highly. He talks about that in Psalm 46. And I think after praying that prayer, allowing our minds and hearts to be reoriented towards this idea of restoration, both within our community and as our community interacts with the world, after that pause, after that listening for the Lord, I think going and doing is the next step. I think when we pause, there is room for Him to speak directly to us about what we should go and do. There are other instances in which I think He has already given us the direction. Go and love people. Go and restore dignity to others and inspire hope for others. And I think if what you want to do falls into that category, He can always redirect you. Mm-hmm. And so I do. I think listening and taking that pause is so important. But I also caution people against waiting to hear some clear go and do this, because He's already given us the command to go and do.
And with that, we're going to remind everyone who's listening to us today that we are made for more. So in the Spirit of God and at the challenge of Mackenzie, go and do the good stuff. Someone else needs your help today. Have a great day.